A year after the BP oil disaster in the Gulf of Mexico, a handful of the 10 deepwater rigs given new permits are drilling again, with some new safety regulations for blowout preventers, and oil companies have formed two consortiums to formalize the capping process that took so long a year ago. But is it safe? David Hammers with the Times-Picayune joins us from WWNO in New Orleans with sort of a check-in. And David, start with the blowout preventer. It was supposed to literally cut through the drill and piping and reseal it to stop a blowout?
That's right. The pipe that is used with the drill bit on the end of it that goes down from a rig that's sitting on the surface of the water and then drills into the earth that is as much as a mile and a half below the surface, that runs through the blowout preventer before it actually enters the earth. And then the stack has a series of valves and shutoff devices that close in around the drill pipe in case of an emergency.
Well, and the thinking was that it failed in the BP blowout because of human error. But you write about a brand new, if you will, autopsy. And it shows, you say, that the blowout preventer actually never had a chance. Explain.
Well, this Norwegian firm called Det Norske Veritas, they were hired by the federal government to actually disassemble the blowout preventer after it was recovered. It was brought to a secure location in New Orleans at the NASA facility here. And the Norwegian firm, Det Norske Veritas, actually took the pieces apart and scanned them and created 3D images and ran a bunch of computer models to determine what probably happened.
Which is that the pipe might have bowed in the middle so that the slicer couldn't work?
Because valves closed around a lower section of the pipe and a higher section of the pipe, and because there was immense pressure coming up through that 5.5-inch diameter drill pipe, it created an elastic bowing of the pipe. The hypothesis is that the pipe, by being off-center, was not able to be cut.
Well, the manufacturer of the blowout preventer, which is the Houston-based company Cameron International Corporation, is complaining about the Norwegian study's methods. The federal government is looking at it but hasn't officially responded to the questions that have been raised. But the point is, there are questions being raised. So is anyone concerned about going ahead without knowing the answers to questions about the blowout preventer?
The issue going forward is, how are we going to feel safe about this activity? And the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Regulation and Enforcement that oversees drilling for the Federal Department of Interior is deciding to take the tack that if we can respond to a blowout quickly by capping the well, if the blowout preventer is to fail again, then that's what we need to focus on, and that is the level of risk that we're willing to accept.
Well, but there are questions there as well. Let's talk about the capping abilities. Last week, we heard Rachel Maddow ask Michael Bromwich, the man at the top who issues these permits, about Helix. Now, many of the new drilling permits went to companies that have contracted with Helix Containment. They're the ones who would be responsible for this capping device. By Helix's admission, it'll take 17 days for them to cap a blowout. Michael Bromwich's response was, you know, that's true, but 17 is better than the 87 that we saw after the BP blowout, which leaves people still uneasy, you know, even if it's just a couple of days. Is the government saying that's just collateral damage that we'd have to accept?
Well, I don't know if they would want to put it in that stark of terminology, but there's a level of risk with this endeavor that it's hard for people to accept after seeing this happen over the course of 3 months last year. The immediate response process will be to use remotely operated vehicles, which are like robot submarines, that will be able to get out there in a very short time frame, like 1 to 2 days, that can operate on the blowout preventer itself. Then the next thing that can happen in a time sequence would be to put the stack on top of the blowout preventer that would then cap it. And that's the capping stack itself, which would be shore-based, maintained at a facility on shore. And that takes time depending on where the blowout happens.
Well, but do you understand that it hasn't been tested in extremely deep water where these wells are, and it has only gone to certain depths?
It's tested in a laboratory situation and in a shallow water situation where they use different devices to create certain pressures that would replicate the experience of deep water. But, I mean, there's no way that you're going to be able to test this thing with actual high-pressure oil and gas flowing up into it from in a deep water environment unless you're actually dealing with a blowout.
What about the federal agency that oversees all of this? It was the Minerals Management Agency. The name was changed to the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. There was a lot of criticism of the agency, right down to agency workers sharing drugs and partying with industry, oil industry people. Is the agency seen as being up to speed?
Well, there have been a lot of changes, but there's more that people would like to see. The agency has a lot of hardworking people based here in New Orleans that have been dealing with this for a long time, but it is understaffed by its own admission. And the big thing that's going on right now is an effort to recruit more experienced engineers and scientists to come work for the agency.
What will David Hammer, again, with the New Orleans Times-Picayune, who's been closely following, you know, the safety aspects of drilling in the Gulf as drilling goes ahead? You were with a group of reporters. We spoke to another one last week who went out to a rig, the Noble Energy rig, ENSCO 8501, with Interior Secretary Ken Salazar and other people from the government who wanted to display how safe things are going forward. Were you convinced? Were the people around you convinced?
The rig workers made a big show of how important safety is to them and how they'll shut down a job if they see anything out of the ordinary and how they'll not punish anybody for incorrectly stopping a job if they get a bad feeling about something and turn out to be wrong. They were trying very hard to show these government regulators how important safety is to them. Whether that's actually borne out in the way they actually operate, I'm skeptical about that, but, you know, I can't disprove it either. Secretary Salazar and Director Bromwich asked a lot of very specific questions. They went into the driller's shack on the rig and asked the driller all kinds of specific questions about the way the blowout preventer works, how many seconds it would take to react if they pressed a button for an emergency disconnect, all kinds of things that people were not necessarily thinking about leading into the Macondo disaster is definitely at the top of their minds. And I saw a Secretary Salazar who was extremely engaged and seemed to know his stuff.
David Hammer of the New Orleans Times-Picayune, thanks so much for taking some time for us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.